consumer confidence in China, Europe, and the U.S. continues to sag, according to economists. Chinese consumers are the least confident, as evidenced by the first decline in online sales during the 618 Festival, China's second largest annual sales event after Singles Day in November. Reuters writes, quote, retailers in China face a daunting near-term future after a disappointing mid-year online shopping festival that has also clouded the recovery prospects of the world's second largest economy. Reports said e-commerce sales declined for the first time during the so-called 618 Festival, which ended last week. This reflects the pressure building up on retailers already locked in a grueling price war. Forbes writes that a recent survey by the People's Bank of China documents a serious case of consumer blues. Quote, an index that the bank's statisticians have devised to weigh optimism against pessimism among individuals has settled at 49.7, down dramatically from 56 before the pandemic. In gathering these figures, the bank discovered that 15% of Chinese households have suffered a drop in income over time, and an even greater proportion expect that to happen in the near future. Some 43% said they were insecure about their jobs. In the U.S., consumers express mixed feelings. Their view of the present situation improved slightly overall, driven by an uptick in sentiment about the current labor market. However, their assessment of current business conditions cooled. Meanwhile, consumers were a bit less pessimistic about the future labor market conditions for the second month in a row. However, their expectations for future income and business conditions have weakened, weighing down the overall expectations index. The Conference Board writes, quote, the decline in confidence between May and June was most pronounced among consumers aged 35 to 54. In contrast, those under 35 and those 55 and older saw an improvement in confidence in June. No clear pattern emerged in terms of income groups. On a six-month moving average basis, confidence remained highest among the youngest, those under 35, and wealthiest, those making over $100,000 per year. In Europe, McKinsey Consulting writes that, quote, during the second quarter of 2024, consumer optimism in Europe grew slightly from the previous quarter, although most consumers reported having mixed feelings about the economy. A greater share of younger consumers said they planned to splurge compared to older consumers selectively, and they reported an interest in treating themselves to dining out and travel. As we've seen for much of the past year, writes McKinsey, European customers also said they continued to trade down. Together, these data indicate that consumers may have finally adjusted to the higher-than-usual inflation, which suggests their shopping behaviors may have stabilized for the time being. End quote. The Planters Association of Ceylon, representing 396 estates and 330 factories, warned this week that a government-imposed 70% wage increase for tea workers would make black tea exports uncompetitive. The association writes that any wage increase should instead incentivize productivity. A press release shared with the media states, quote, the industry is already under significant pressure due to the highest production costs globally, making it a challenge it can beat in the international market. Implementing a 70% wage increase overnight would exacerbate this situation, given that Sri Lanka is already the most expensive tea producer worldwide. Additionally, tea productivity has been on the decline over recent years, compounding the industry's struggles, end quote. The group called for a summit of tea stakeholders. Sri Lanka exports about 95% of the 250 million kilos of mainly black tea produced annually. In May, the government ordered wage increases from 1,000 to 1,700 rupees, about $5.60 per day, which producers say will add 45% to production costs. The 1.3 billion industry employs about 615,000 workers. The government proposed the increase to quell political unrest caused by high inflation and unemployment. Sri Lanka is deeply in debt to foreign creditors, and raising taxes is problematic for meeting financial obligations, but crucial to keeping funding flowing from the International Monetary Fund. On Wednesday, Sri Lanka reached final restructuring agreements worth $10 billion, including agreements with an official creditors committee of bilateral lenders and China's Exim Bank, which provided much-needed relief to the beleaguered island nation. Bloomberg reports that Sri Lankan officials in Paris agreed to restructure $5.8 billion of debt, financing an initial agreement struck late last year with a group of official creditors led by France, India, and Japan. On Wednesday, local authorities also reached a final agreement on debt treatment between Sri Lanka and China's Exim Bank worth $4.2 billion. The president's office said the debt overhaul will allow Sri Lanka to allocate funds to essential public services and secure concessional financing for development needs. The Tea Growers Association writes that enhancing workers' livelihoods is commendable, according to spokesman Roshan Rajadurai, managing director of Kalani Valley Plantations, Talawakali Tea Estates. He explains that, quote, a productivity-based pay system is a more viable solution, balancing fair compensation for workers with the economic realities of the industry, and thereby safeguarding both their welfare and the industry's future, end quote. Rajadurai explains the model is designed to safeguard the industry's viability and enhance the welfare of state workers. Based on current industry standards, employees could earn a minimum of 1,820 rupees or more. He told The Island Online that this approach strives to balance ensuring fair compensation for workers and acknowledging the economic constraints that impact the tea sector. According to the release, quote, the Planters Association is calling for a meeting with all concerned stakeholders to discuss this matter further, as such a dialogue is crucial for reaching solutions that ensure the industry's prosperity and its workers' well-being. The association is ready to collaborate with the government for a sustainable and mutually beneficial resolution, end quote. According to researchers studying tea purchasing behavior in China, tea is perceived more as a cultural product than a fast-moving consumer good. They recommend marketing to emphasize its deep cultural roots. Quote, the motives behind brand and prestige chase are positively related to social situations. In contrast, motives of sustainability, pragmatism, and chasing novelty and uniqueness are positively related to consumer purchase under self-use situations, end quote, writes Li Wang at the College of Economics and Management in Shixing A&F University in Hangzhou. Co-authors include Ying Yun Tong and Ann Toppenin at the Department of Forest Sciences at the University of Helsinki in Finland. The paper, Cultural Motives Affecting Tea Purchase Behavior Under Two Usage Situations in China, a study of Ren Qian and Mianzi, Collectivism, Man-Nature, Unity, Culture, was published in the peer-reviewed Journal of Ethnic Foods in 2021. Chinese tea drinkers consider tea that sells for $20 to $30, that's about 150 renminbi, for 500 grams to be inexpensive everyday teas. In social settings, they pay twice as much for premium teas and $6 to $10 per gram, or $3,000, that's about 20,000 renminbi, for 500 grams of specialty tea. In contrast, European and North American tea drinkers spend 5 to 10 cents per gram for tea consumed at home. A box of 100 black tea bags in the U.S., Canada, or the U.K. sells for less than $10, currently about $7.80 for Lipton Yellow Label. Why are Chinese and Asian consumers comfortable paying 200 times more than Western tea drinkers? The authors write that in China, quote, consumer demands on tea have not been explored sufficiently from a cultural perspective. This research aims to examine motives that are driving Chinese tea consumption, end quote. 280 tea drinkers took part in the study of consumer motives and usage. The researchers discovered a linkage between Chinese culture and consumer motives and described five consumer psychological motives. According to the authors, quote, usage situations are arguably the most influential in predicting consumer behavior, with strong implications for segmentation and identifying niche markets. However, most studies on usage situations have not been examined outside Western culture. Hence, the first intention of this research is to explore usage situations outside of Western culture, end quote. The research results have two implications, they continue. Quote, first, the study suggests that consumer motives derived from local culture and usage situations are related in China, enriching the research on usage situations outside Western culture, end quote. Consider gifting. The authors observe that gift-giving in China is arguably influenced by brand and prestige-chasing motives due to renqian, which is described as human feelings, and mianzi, or face, described in the West as reputation, prestige, and social standing. For example, gifts on social occasions symbolize the intention and image of givers, and the respect felt for receivers, especially when they turn to instruments to save and maintain face. The amount paid, brand, and importance of the products differ. The willingness to pay for an item can be higher in such circumstances than the ordinary self-use label to save one's own mianzi and to care for others' feelings and faces. Conversely, tea purchases for self-use appear to be more related to value and price. Business Insight. China will produce 3,188 metric tons of the world's tea in 2024 and drink about 45%, almost double that of India. At $111 billion, China's tea market far exceeds the value of every competing market. Consumption per capita, however, is only a third of the average 1,300 cups Turkish tea drinkers consume annually and less than half of what tea drinkers in Ireland and the United Kingdom consume each.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.